Right now we have one that we want to join up with Daniel in Oklahoma. And Daniel, tell us what's going on and welcome to the Today Someone Radio Show.
Thanks, Danny. So I take care of a senior citizen, a dad.
Uh-huh.
And so when I bought my house, the bathroom, the front bathroom that he uses primary was okay. But now it's kind of to this point where I've got to remodel it. But the problem is the unit, the shower unit that's in there is one of those fiberglass all-in-one units. And I've seen those things installed. And the only way they go in is going through a wall. And I'm trying to figure out how I get that thing out of there without having to bust out walls or cut that thing into 10,000 pieces.
Okay.
So I just kind of want to get your guys' input. I know there's a concrete pad underneath it and all that good stuff. And just trying to make the bathroom more ADA compliant.
Good. Well, I certainly understand, and it is a big desire of a lot of people to modify those bathtubs, you know, to make it a little easier in the walk-in. And certainly the manufacturers have responded on that. There's a lot of really cool four-piece units where you have, once you get the tub out and you put the pan in and the three different sides, it's really pretty easy to do. And, of course, it's a four-piece unit because of having to, you know, get it inside that doorway and everything. But when you're taking the existing one out, Joe, I know you've been through there, and the first tool you think about, it's time to break out the reciprocating saw.
Yeah, that's the first thing you'll think of. First, Daniel, I want to say, the very first thing I want to say is I admire your desire to have your dad live with you and take
Absolutely.
Care of him. So good for you. I'm sure he very much appreciates that. And it's not an easy thing bringing in, you know, an elderly parent, and then the cost and the challenge of, you know, remodeling the bathroom. So good for you. But first, you're absolutely sure this is a one-piece unit, right? Because sometimes they look like one-piece units, but they're actually panels.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It's a one-piece.
Unfortunately, you might not need to cut it into 10,000 pieces, but you might need to cut it into 10 pieces. And a reciprocating saw is the first thing people think of, but I would say don't use that because you don't know what's going to be behind there, and you don't want to be cutting through electrical wiring and plumbing. So I would use a multi-tool, an oscillating multi-tool, something safe like that with a wood-cutting blade, and just be careful to just cut through that. And unfortunately, you know, I don't think there's any other way. You just have to cut it up and pull it out. It may or may not be glued in place. Those one-piece units are sometimes rigid enough that they're basically freestanding. They might be nailed around or the perimeter or caulked around the perimeter, but not physically entirely glued to the wall. But either way, you're going to have to cut this up, Daniel, to get it out.
And probably removing a little bit of the drywall or the flange around the perimeter. All of that can be done in a very controlled fashion. Definitely use those that eye protection, though, because the fiberglass fibers can fly everywhere. If you just take it in a very controlled fashion, certainly disconnecting your shower valve, maybe that panel where your valve and your drain that one wall, maybe save that for last and then just cut the rest of it out. And you might be surprised how easy it is. But I'll tell you this, once you start cutting on it, you're obligated on that project there, my friend. You are in the middle of it at that point. So
I figured I would have to block out a good few days of work just to make sure I get it done. But
getting out the first piece, Daniel, getting out the first piece is often the most difficult. Once you get that first piece out, then you know, you have access to the rest. So maybe start in the middle of the wall, you know, the middle of the back wall, and take that out first.
Yeah, because now with the new floor drain or the new floor pans, shower pans they got coming out, you don't even have to relocate the drain because you can buy the new pans that will drain to the front.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they make it so much easier from that standpoint. So best of luck to you on this. And I certainly echo what Joe said about admire you for taking care of dad and making sure that he can stay with you there as long as possible and be comfortable. And I'm sure with the information we exchange here will help a lot of other people that are in the same position. If we can help you any other way, Daniel, you let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Okay, our pleasure. You take care. Have a great weekend.